Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the daf for Purim, Yud Dalid Adar, Tov Shin Ayin Gimel, is Kuf Mem Dalid in Meseches Shabbos. It is the 206th daf in Shas. We've covered well into Kuf Mem Dalid Amar Aleph in the halachos of Schitas Peros that appear in Perek Chavis. We're going to pick up three lines from the bottom. But, of course, to be able to understand it, we need a brief summary.
There is a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis.
The simple reading of the Mishnah has the Chachamim saying that juice that oozes out from a fruit is going to be Aser Midrabanan to have Hanah from, lest one come to squeeze the fruit, while Rabbi Yehuda, five lines into the Mishnah Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the beginning of Perek Chavis, is of the opinion that it depends on the type of fruit. If the fruit is normally used for achila, then it will be permissible. If the fruit is normally used for juice, then it will be aser. There was a discussion amongst Amoraim between Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel and Rabba in the name of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. What exactly are the parameters of the machlokas? We are in the middle of discussing Rabba in the name of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, which is exactly halfway through the Amud on Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, who said that Rav Yehuda does not insist that the juice is going to be mutter if it is one that's normally eaten, if we're talking about olives and grapes. And the Chachamim would agree to Rav Yehuda that if we're talking about other fruits, even if they're used for their mashke, nevertheless it is going to be mutter if it's one that's also used le'ochlin. They'll concede to Rabbi Yehuda, says, im le'ochlin hayotze mehen mutter. So the Gemara says now, three lines from the bottom, after finding the source for Rabbi Yehuda, ashkechan Rabbi Yehuda demaydi l'rabbanim v'zeisim v'anavim. We now found, as mentioned in yesterday's daf, the source for Rabbi Yehuda conceding to the Rabbanan that they would agree that all juice from olives and grapes are going to be aser. Rabbanan de modile de Rabbi Yehuda b'shar peiros minolan. Where do we see that the Rabbanan can see that with shar peiros that it'll be mutter if it's la ochlin? The sanya, as we learned in a brisa, sochtin bifgoim ubeprishin uba ozrin avolo berimon. This brisa is not talking about mashkin shezavu, which up until now has been the discussion of the tanoim according to different amoraim, but rather this brisa is talking about the isser of schita itself. We are going to use the halachos of schita and infer what would the halacha be when it comes to mashkin shezavu. The brisa tells us that you're even allowed to squeeze these different types of fruits. Some say that the pigoin are plums, prishim are called chavushim according to the Rav, azrudin are known as peros ha'azrot, I'm not sure what those are, but either way, these are clearly shar peros, that the halachi is that you're allowed to squeeze them on Shabbos. Avolo berimonim, that you're not allowed to squeeze the pomegranates, v'shel beis menashe ber menachim, hayusochnim berimonim. And in the house of Menashe bar Menachem, where they used to even squeeze the pomegranates during the week. So then, we see that pomegranates are normal to be squeezed, and for that reason, you're not allowed to squeeze them on Shabbos. Now, the proof is the following. We see that when it comes to shar peros, even the Rabbanan allow you to squeeze. Certainly, there wouldn't be an iser of mashkin shezavu. So we see that when it comes to shar peros, mo de Rabbanan, the Rebbe Yehuda, that says, im le'ochlin hayotze mehem mutter. If you're allowed to squeeze them, certainly, if they come out, it's going to be permissible. Analyzes the Gemara. Umimai de Rabbanani. And how do we know that this is following this? Brisa is following the Rabbanan. Dilma, Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's following Rabbi Yehuda. Analyzes the Gemara of Itehavi Nami, Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, let's follow your logic. You want to say it's following the Rabbanan? Rabbi Yehuda and not Rabbanan. So let's say it's following Rabbi Yehuda. Eimer the Shamas Lady Rabbi Yehuda Yatsa Me'atzman. We know that Rabbi Yehuda says that the halacha is that it's permissible if it oozes out from itself. Sochdin l'chatchila mishamis lay. Does he allow you to squeeze the chatchila? Elamayis l'chameimar. What are you going to say according to if it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda? Kiyum d'la b'nei schita ninu. Afilu l'chatchila. Since it's not normal to squeeze, then l'chatchila it's also acceptable. Afilu teima rabbanon. So then we could explain this price even according to rabbanon. Kivan d'la b'nei schita ninu. Afilu l'chatchila. That the rabbanon allow shar peiros when it's not b'nei schita. Even the chatchila, shmamina rabbanon hi, shmamina. We see that this brisa is going according to rabbanon, and therefore mashkin shezavu on shar peros that are muchan la'ochlim, the halacha is that they will be permissible. Now we put a big period over here. If you haven't learned this before, this can be quite confusing because, of course, in our sugya, there are two things that are dancing around. One is the Isser D'Rabbanon of Mashkin Shezavu, and the other thing that's dancing around is the Isser D'Oraisa of Schita. Our perek began with a large discussion about the Machlokis Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda about Mashkin Shezavu. Now our Gemara begins to analyze the Halachos of Schita. Says the Gemara, Shel Beis Menashe Bar Menachem, this was a certain family. We had mentioned in the Braisa, Hayusochtin Berimonim. So that's in quotes from the Braisa that we add two lines from the top. Now the Gemara analyzes as far as the halachos of Schita. Amar of Nachman, halacha kishel beis menashia bar menachem. The halacha follows like the custom of beis menashia bar menachem. What that means is that it's usher to squeeze pomegranates because the derech was to do it in Beis Menashe Bar Menachem. Amar of Nachman, Halach Kishel Beis Menashe Bar Menachem, as we saw. Amar le Rav al Rav Nachman, Menashe Ben Menachem, Tanu? Rashi explains that this is the Lashon Bitmia. Is Menashe Ben Menachem a Tana that we say that the Halach is like them? Rather, all that we see from them is that it's the Derech, but we don't say Halach Kishel Beis Menachem. V'chitem ha'halacha ki'aitan and the Savalach Kishel Ben Menashe Ben Menachem. And if you're going to say that what it means like this, that the halacha is like this Tana, that holds, like Menashe Ben Menachem, umin shum de Savar, kishen Menashe Ben Menachem halacha kimoso. It just because Menashe Ben Menachem does it. Menashe Ben Menachem aviruba de la alma? Are they the robe of the world that they should define the halacha? Says the Gemara, in, yes, this not. Hamekayim kotzim bikerem, if someone encourages thorns to grow in a vineyard. Rashi explains that these kotzim are not just simply thorns, but they are in old French, krudnush, which the Lazi Rashi describe are chavushim, which means some type of peros. If one is therefore mekayim, these type of kotzim in a kerem, so that's fruit and a vine together, which would be a problem of klayim. Rebbe Eliezer Amar Kodesh, that it's considered klayim. Of course, the expression of klayim is pentugdash hamaleya in Sefer Vayikra, which is referred to as kadosh, and that means that's become klayim. Chacham marim ain't a mekadosh. Chacham say it doesn't become klayim. Why not? El dover shekamayu mekayim. It needs to be something that generally people are mekayim. In other words, since it's not normal for people to encourage these type of chavushin to last, so therefore it's considered dover she'en kamayu mekayim. V'amar Reb Chanina, my time of the Reb Eliezer. Reb Chanina explained what is the reason for Reb Eliezer. She came, who disagrees. She came by Ravya, Mikayim in Kotze Sodos Ligmaleim. Because in Arabia, they do plant these type of peros, fruits, for their camels. So what do we see? We see that what goes on in Arabia is significant for Ilchus Klaim, so too for Ilchus Schita, what went on with Menashe ben Menachem, their family, that they would drink pomegranate juice, so the halacha is significant as well for them. Says the Gemara, well,
there's a difference between two. Midiria, Davravia, Asra. Arabia is a whole land. So that's a chashivas to Rabim, says Rashi. However, Hacha batel daite tzel kol adam. Over here, we would say his das becomes batel to most people, and therefore, we would not take into account what goes on in Menashe ben Menachem. If that's so, so then we come back to the question of what did Rav Nachman mean when he said, Halacha kishel beis Menashe bar Menachem. So the Gemara attempts another explanation. Ela hainu taima. Rather, what did Rav Nachman mean? Kid Rav Chizda, as Rav Chizda taught. The Amar Rav Chizda, tardin beets, shesachdan, that are squeezed, v'nasnam b'mikveh, and are placed in the mikveh, paislin es ha-mikveh b'shinu imara. It makes possible a mikveh because of shinu imara. One of the things that could possible a mikveh is if it doesn't have, the water loses its color. That's called shinu imara. The appearance has changed. So Rav Chizda says, beats pasal mikveh for shinui mara. Asks the Gemara, v'alav b'nei schita ninu. But are these things that are normally squeezed? Beats are not normally squeezed. For something to be pasal for shinui mara, it has to have some type of own chashivus on its own. V'alav b'nei schita ninu. And these are not fruits that are normally squeezed. Ella ma'islich meimer, but what are you going to say? What's the reason why it'll passel it? As Rav Chizda described the beats passeling, kimnach shivino, havelu mashke, since he shows that it's choshev to him, it's significant to him, then it becomes mashke. If the individual squeezed it, he showed that it's choshev to him. So for that reason, it's considered mashke. Hachanami kimnach shivino, havelu mashke. So too, over here, we're inferring from Menashe ben Menachem that there are people who are machshivit, so then in such a case, it's going to be mashke. And this, explains Rashi, is how Rav Nachman will explain the previous brisa. That we're talking about, in the case of where it says, sochten ufgoim ubiprish in the masik atzapri, as we saw in the top line of the Gemara on our Amud, Rashi explains that was talking about specifically those fruits like pigoim, plums, in contrast to pomegranates, because Rav Nachman points out that once it was common by Beis Menashe Bar Menachem, then we have to be afraid that there will other people that it will be chashev for them. And then if an individual squeezes the pomegranates like Beis Menashe Bar Menachem, it's going to be an Isur. If that's so, Chazal prohibited across the board. This is how Rashi explains the statement of Rav Nachman based on Rav Chizda's explanation. The Gemara continues by pointing out that Rav Papa does not explain the Braisa Shinui Mare like Rav Chizda. Rav Papa Omar, Rav Papa says no. When it comes to Tardin, it has nothing to do with the idea of Shinui Mare through Achshavinu, but rather the reason why the mikveh is possible is for a totally different reason. Rav Papa Amar Rishum Davidover Shein Osim Menu Mikveh Lechatchila. Rav Papa says that the problem is that you don't make anything that's not supposed to be used to make a mikveh lechatchila, ideally, is a psul. The chaldaver, which includes these beets. The chaldaver shein osim menu mikveh lechatchila, anything that lechatchila is not supposed to be used as ingredients for a mikveh, posel es ha-mikveh b'shinui mara. Then by definition, it's going to make a mikveh posel b'shinui mara. You don't need the process of achshavinu, and therefore, it has nothing to do with achshavinu or the quality of the juice vis-a-vis the halachos of schita. Period. Tanan awesome. Now that we've discussed the halachos of shinui mara, the Gemara gets off on a little bit of a tangent and discusses shinui mara. Nafal esochol yayin, if what falls inside a mikveh is wine, a chometz or vinegar, umochel v'shinui mara of pasul. Matana de mochel. Now what is mochel?
Mochel is the juice that oozes out from the olives, not necessarily made with the intention to make olive oil. Matana de mochel mashkehu. Who says that's a mashke that's going to passel the mikvah? Amar Rabbi Rabbi Yankevi. Desanya Rabbi Yankevi. Mochel areyu kemashke. The mochel is considered mashke. That's what the Tosefta in Taharos says. Umatam amru mochel ayotze betchila tahur. And what's the reason that we say that the mochel that comes out initially from the olive press is tar? In other words, it's not machshir something lekabel tuma fishenu rotze bekiuma, because he doesn't want it. This, of course, is reminiscent that we had on Kufnim Dalet Amid Aleph in the halachos of machshir, which are Mishnayis and Meseches Machshirim in the sixth perek, that if you don't want the mashke, so then in many instances it's not machshir lekabel tuma. Reb Shimon Omer Mochel Einu Kamashke. Umatam Amru Mochel Hayotze Me'akel Beis Arba'at Tameh. What's the reason that when it comes from the equal Beis Habad, that is the oil that's gathered in the baskets after the olives have been pressed, so then it's Tameh. L'fishi Yevshalo Belo Tzichtzuche Shemen. Because then he knows that there is going to be oil that's going to come out, and therefore he knows it's going to happen in its rotze bikiyuma. At the end of the day, we now have Rabbi Yaakov's shita and Rabbi Shimon's shita. Both of them say that mochel is kemashke, except they give slightly different instances where it's mashke. My Beinayu asks the Gemara, what's the nafgamina between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon? Says the Gemara, Ikabeinayu the Asi Basar Itzisa, that if you have oil that comes out after the olive begins to heat up and it's begun to be pressed, according to Rabbi Yaakov, this is oil that has already begun to be wanted, and therefore the halacha is that it will be machshir. And according to Rabbi Shimon, since the olives have not been entirely pressed yet and put into their basket, then it's still not olive oil that's machshir l'kavel tuma. So we had the explanation of Abaye, who said that mochel, this residue olive oil, has the ability to be posel the mikvah because of shinui mara, as Rabbi Yaakov had explained that mochel is considered a mashke. On the way, the Gemara differentiated between the shita of Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon. And now we're going to have another explanation of why a mochel will pass a mikvah, and that will be Rava's explanation. Rava Amar, Mishum Davidovar Sheinosin Emen Mikvah, Uposel Es HaMikvah B'Shinui Mare. This is Rava working like the Svara of Rav Papa that we had mentioned before. Rav Papa had said that the reason why Tardin passel the mikvah is not because of Achshavinu, that the person showed that he wants the juice and therefore it becomes a significant mashke, which the Gemara had used earlier to explain that that's a reason why Rav Nachman had said that Shel Beis Menashe Ben Menachem is a halacha, is to show us that once they're machshivit, that will make the squeezing of pomegranates prohibited. And Rav Chisda also had said that by Shinui Mare, once you're machshiv the mashke of the beets, it makes the mikvah possible. Rav Papa had given a different explanation. Rav Papa had said that the reason why the mikvah is going to be possible is simply because it's a davar shein osimen mikvah lechatril. You need rainwater. And that's why beef juice is going to make it possible. Rava again echoes that same point over here. Says Rava, the reason why mochel is going to make a mikvah possible is because mishum david dover sheinos and imen a mikvah uposel as a mikvah bishun yamare. It's something that you're not supposed to make a mikvah from, and therefore, by definition, it's going to passel the mikvah due to shinui mare. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Kuf Mem Dalid in Masechta Shabbos, and we now go to Halacha from the Daily Daf. Bezer Hashem Yisbarech, the Halacha topic from Kuf Mem Dalid on Purim Tavshin Ayin Gimel is the topic of Schitas Peros, which fruits are prohibited on the level of Doraisa, Derabbanan in regards to Schita. In the background you hear the Simchas Purim. Our Gemara told us on Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis that Rav Nachman looked at Beis Menashe Bar Menachim that they would squeeze pomegranates. The Gemara seems to say that that would qualify, therefore, for pomegranates as falling into the category of an Isser Derabbanan, as the Gemara seems to insinuate 13 lines from the top. For those who recall the Shaka V'Tarya, Rav Papa questions that approach. Nevertheless, most poskim bring down, in fact, in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Chav Sif Aleph, we have this psak of Rav Nachman, and that is that there's an Isser Derabbanan to squeeze pomegranates. There is a fascinating question that the Beis Yosef raises, that at the end of the day, the Gemara had asked, Menashe ben Menachem have a ruba da alma? How could you say that just because of the family of Menashe ben Menachem that they squeeze these pomegranates that's going to be an Isser? Is that the majority of the world? And the Beis Yosef points out that that question is not entirely answered. Asks the Beis Yosef in Simin Shin Chof Sif Koten Vav or Aleph Vav Vim Tomar Akati Tikshin Menashe ben Menachem have a ruba da alma? It's just an example that they're one family that used to squeeze the pomegranates, even though they're not the majority of the world. So what emerges then is the following. If you have something that, even if it's not the Rov, but it's the Derech, I've mentioned in the past that Rav Nevensal has told this to me in a few instances. Question is, how do you reconcile it in with some Mishnah Berurahs? But this is what he told me as well. It's this Beis Yosef also, he told to me in different contexts. It could be you don't need Rov, but it needs to be the Derech. So if there is any fruit, as the Mechaber Paskins and Simin, Shin Chaf Sif Aleph, any fruit that it is relatively common, even though that fruit is not normally used for its juice, like grapes and olives, nevertheless there'll be an Isser D'Rabbanan, not an Isser D'Oraisa, to squeeze them. There is a fascinating question that exists in the poskim today, and that is whether the halacha would change due to some fruits that are predominantly squeezed. Let's see the Lashon of the Mechaber and Simin Shin Chaf. Hearing the music of Purim, I'm sitting outside the song Ani Ircha Kodmim to Amar Rabbi Akiva being sung. The Mechaber writes in Simin Shin Chaf Sifal Zaysim Vanovim Asr Lesachdan. The Tusim Rimonim Asr Lesachdan. Mishnah Berurah spells out that Zaysim Vanovim is Nisr Daraisa, and Rimonim, as we saw from today's daf, is an Isr Darabanan. There is a fascinating question about what about Tropicana oranges? Tropicana oranges that are bred to be squeezed, in such a case, do they fall into the category of Zaysim Va'anovim? So the opinion of the Prima Gadim, as well as the Mashmos of Rav Nevensal's Ha'oris to the Mishnah Berurah, is that the halachos of Mashke, Yitziras HaMashke, Rav Nevensal develops the idea that the Isser of Schita is Yitziras HaMashke, creating the Mashke, this is already found also in the Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos, will be defined by the definition of Mashke in Seder Taharis. In fact, we made reference to this in our Sugya. Our Sugya discussed the status of Mashke in regards to being a Machshir, on the bottom of Kuf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, going to Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Aleph, and again a reference on Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis. So, if you take that Gemara to its logical extreme, comments the Prima Gadim based on the Ran, that the halacha of Yitziras Hamashka will only apply to the Shivas Hamashkim. It's not a coincidence that olive oil and wine are of the Shivim Mashkin. However, other things, Yanei Purim, wine. So those are of the Shiva Mashkin. And since it's of the Shiva Mashkin, so then for to be over the Isur D'Oraisa, you need to create a halachic Mashkin. The Chazon Ish strongly disagrees. The Chazon Ish in Simin Nun Hey Sif Katan Dalid says that whatever is the normal fruit to squeeze, that it's not only the derech, but it's predominantly squeezed, unlike pomegranates that sometimes squeeze, and it's the derech, here it's predominantly squeezed. So then in such a case, Tropicana oranges could very well be an Isur de Oraisa to squeeze. In fact, if you take a look in our Shiurim in Hilchos Shabbos on the halachos of Schita, we've discussed in detail the Chazon Ish Shitaso and Rav Nevenzal's Mahalach and how it differs from the Chazon Ish's presentation. So what emerges is the following. According to everybody, squeezing grapes and olives is an Isur D'Oraisa. Squeezing fruits that are normally squeezed by a group of people, even if it's not Rova Olam, but it would fall into the category, you wouldn't be considered strange for squeezing it, which include many, many, many fruits and vegetables today. Carrot juice is even something that's common. That we see from our Gemara from Rav Nachman, who said that the halacha is like Beis Menashe Bar Menachem, and the Gemara struggled with what that means. So the Beis Yosef says, according to most, we follow this approach. So that's an Isur D'Rabbanan. What's going to be mutter to squeeze are only those fruits. Tomorrow's daf will discuss what happens if you squeeze into food, but it would be outside of that. The only time it will be permissible to squeeze is a fruit that is not squeezed at all. Anything, even a carrot, would be an Isur D'Rabbanan. And the Isur D'Oraisa of Zeisim V'Anovim, how far you take Zeisim V'Anovim, do you apply it to Tropicana oranges, is a machlokis between the Prima Gadim and the Chazon Ish. And Rav Nevenzal explains that the logic of the Prima Gadim is we learn from Hilchos Taharis to define Yetziras HaMashke when it's a halachic mashke, and if it's not a halachic mashke, it will not be in Isur D'Oraisa. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha from the Daily Daf on Daf Kuf Memdalet.